Soil health may be something you've heard talked about recently, as there's been a major push across the country not only to improve, but to continue to make sure soils are preserved for years to come. National Association of Conservation District President Earl Garber of Louisiana says that is very important.
You know, soil health is somewhat of a phrase that's really catching on. And, you know, I started years ago as a soil scientist with the Soil Conservation Service right out of college and worked with that organization for 5 years. And, you know, we were dealing with soil health issues, but we didn't term it that. But I think soil health best captures what conservation has been doing for years, and now we have new innovative ideas. One of the things that's really catching on is cover crops, you know. And even in the South, where I'm from, we get some natural cover that comes, but we're thinking, and it looks like our producers have been beginning to want to plant cover crops that will give additional benefits besides just cover. Maybe it's radishes that allow some deep rooting and just about like tilling the soil down deep to allow for more moisture to be held, to improve the structure of the soil. In return, you get less nutrient loss into the streams, and the soil erodes less during heavy rainfalls. And we know we have some rainfall events and weather events that are really affecting our farmers a little differently. So the soil health is really an adaptation and, in a sense, a stabilization of our farmers and our natural resources by putting conservation on the ground.
And when it comes to conservation and soil health, Garber talks about an event coming up this summer that he's really excited about.
The National Board of the National Association of Conservation Districts voted to take our summer meeting that had been held in Washington, D.C. for the last 10, 12 years, and we're going to move it out on the road, we call it. We're going to start having our board meeting in the countryside. This year we've selected Indiana. We're going to Indianapolis, and we're going there because we're going to have a lot of activity on soil health. It's going to be an education opportunity and also a touring opportunity to see what's going on the ground in behalf of conservation. It's going to be the 18th through the 22nd of July, so I would encourage everyone who would like to attend to be a part of it.
And when it comes to conservation, he said it all starts at the grassroots with the local conservation districts.
You know, it's the delivery system that was set up in the Dust Bowl days, and, you know, the world looks at how we do this, because we get calls all the time at our national office wanting to know, how is this delivery system set up that you're accomplishing so much? And we clearly tell them it's all about locally led, incentive-based programs that the local people make a decision how to spend the dollars to get conservation on the ground. So, yeah, it's a big part of it.
And Garber reminds everyone the annual NACD convention is just around the corner, as it will take place February 2nd through 5th in Anaheim, California. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.